Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 8th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Leading off today, we have a few new rumors about the iPhone 17 lineup. A new supply chain report suggests that the iPhone 17e will launch next spring. It doesn't sound like the upcoming model will be a major update, with today's report indicating that it will be the exact same display as the iPhone 16e. One big question when Apple replaced the iPhone SE with the iPhone 16e was whether that new naming scheme pointed to an annual update. The iPhone SE series had been updated at random intervals, but at least based on this rumor, it sounds like the iPhone E lineup will be updated on a more regular basis. Meanwhile, a separate rumor covers the rest of the iPhone 17 lineup, so the iPhone 17, the iPhone 17 Air, 17 Pro, and 17 Pro Max, and says that there are two changes coming to the display. The rumor says that those four iPhone 17 models will have thinner bezels, not just the Pro models like last year, and that those four iPhone 17 models will have a new dynamic island user interface. And finally, in regards to the iPhone 17 Air specifically, a leak says that Apple is working on a new quote-unquote barely blue color option. This is described as a very light blue that will be hard to even tell if it's blue in certain lighting conditions. It sounds very similar to the shade of blue we've seen on other Apple products over the years, most recently the sky blue color of the MacBook Air. At this point, it's unclear what other colors the iPhone 17 Air will be available in, but if Apple replicates the MacBook Air colors across the board, we can expect sky blue, midnight, starlight, and silver. In other news today, Apple has released iOS 26 Beta 3 to developers for beta testing. There are a few changes here worth pointing out. The biggest change is that Apple has scaled back its liquid glass redesign. Beta 3 reduces the transparency effect in a number of places, like navigation bars in apps like music, podcasts, and the App Store. There's now less transparency on these navigation bars, so you see less of the content behind the bars and a more frosted glass look overall. This does make the text on the navigation bars more readable, but it is a big departure from the initial version of liquid glass that Apple had pitched as part of iOS 26. Again, the focus with these refinements is clearly legibility. Apple is prioritizing the legibility of the text over that liquid glass design. It's always possible that Apple takes another attempt at refining the design with iOS 26 Beta 4 later this month that perhaps does a better job of striking a balance between the initial version of liquid glass and what's currently implemented in iOS 26 Beta 3. Other than those liquid glass changes, iPadOS 26 Beta 3 adds a Mac-inspired feature for the cursor. 10 years ago in macOS El Capitan, Apple added a convenient feature that where you shake the cursor back and forth rapidly, it would enlarge to make it easier to locate it. That shake-to-find feature comes in handy when you're not exactly sure where your cursor is at any given moment on your screen. And in iPadOS 26 Beta 3, that same shake-to-find feature is coming to the iPad. There are also a handful of new versions of the stock wallpaper for iPhone users in iOS 26 Beta 3. There are four styles, including Shadow, Halo, and Dusk, alongside the previous default of Sky. There are some small changes to the app icons, including Files and Photos, which both now feature more saturation and more color, as well as a handful of other small interface tweaks to things like Control Center and Safari. You can hit the link in the show notes for our full coverage of these new betas, including a closer look at the new liquid glass changes for the iPhone. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Prime Day is here, and if you've been waiting for the right moment to upgrade your cleaning game, this is it. Roborock's biggest sale of the year is live, with deals up to 39% off their top robot vacuums. Roborock offers products at multiple different price points, including the flagship Saros 10R, which you can currently get for $320 off. If you're just getting started, the Q7 M5 Plus is a steal at just $280 for Prime Day. And for something in the middle, check out the Q Revo S5V, which is 39% off in celebration of Prime Day. These are limited time offers, so hit the link in the show notes to check out Roborock's Prime Day page and grab the one that fits your home best. My thanks to Roborock for sponsoring 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Running out today, Apple's internal AI teams just suffered another major blow. Bloomberg reports that Apple's top executive overseeing its in-house artificial intelligence models is leaving the company for Meta. The report says that Ru-Ming Pang is bound for Meta and joining Mark Zuckerberg's new Meta Superintelligence Labs group. Pang joined Apple from Google in 2021 and has been managing the roughly 100-person team behind the models that power Apple intelligence features like Genmoji, priority notifications, and text summarization. His exit marks yet another blow to Apple's efforts to build competitive AI models in-house. He is said to have received a multi-million dollar offer from Meta as part of Zuckerberg's aggressive push to assemble a dream team of AI talent. Meta also recently poached researchers from OpenAI, Anthropic, and others. Bloomberg reports that Pang's group had been central to Apple's plans for a next-generation Siri experience, even as internal debate has mounted over whether to stick with its own models or embrace third-party options like OpenAI or Anthropic. And in addition to Pang, other engineers on Apple's Foundation Models group are also planning to leave in the near future, whether it's for Meta or elsewhere. In light of this departure, Apple is restructuring its Foundation Models group with a more distributed management style. Apple's overall AI strategy from a consumer features perspective is now run primarily by Craig Federighi and Mike Rockwell, as we've talked about before. And finally, Bloomberg points out that the morale on Apple's Foundation Models team is running quite low, again, as Apple looks to use third-party models instead of its own, and as people on that team feel that they've been scapegoated for the inability of other teams at Apple to ship the features powered by their models. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.